Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Wheel of Misfortune.
I love that sound, the Wheel of Misfortune, every Wednesday around 5:30, and we spin the wheel, and we have no idea what we're playing. Last week, I think we played Jerry Crum, P.I. I believe that was a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
And people actually like Jerry Crum. My dear friend, Charlie Muller, and her husband, David, love Jerry Crum, P.I.
Well, it's part of the rotation. I mean, who knows? Maybe we're going to play it today. We have no idea what we're playing.
We don't know.
We don't know. Are you guys ready for this or what?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Spin it.
Did someone say sniffing around? Well, wow. Jerry loves to sniff out some hot takes on a Wednesday afternoon. Buckle up, b****es. By the way, I met Bobby Kraft in Florida last week. And we all know what that means.
Okay. I didn't know about that, but I appreciate
the
honesty.
Either.
There you go, Jerry. Because we did reference, you know, maybe something sniffing around. We're still working on the details of that game. It's a little bit more complicated than people might think, if you can believe it. so Jerry is in the mix this weekend.
Love it. Dude, I'm fired up about Jerry. And let's not waste any time, Hazy
okay.
B.
Okay.
Let's get to the takes.
Jerry's calling it right here, right now. Carey Price will not finish out his contract in Montreal. He's either getting dealt or the Habs will sniff around on a buyout.
Wow.
How many years left?
Five after this.
This is a horny hot take that I don't know how I can deal with it. I just think five more years is a long time and big money. I think sometimes, regardless of the player, I don't think it goes the distance. I'm going to say 30% he plays out the remainder.
That was going to be my number. So I'll go 28%. Because, I mean, like you say, everyone has a shelf life. At
yeah.
some point, the legs fall off. At some point, the contract exceeds everything, and he's going to be no exception to that as well. So, I mean, should it be a little bit higher, but I'll say 28% because I always find that, like, Pekka Rene won a Vezina at 35. Like, there's still some good hockey left in there, so it depends on at what point the wheels fall off.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of teetering right now, but I don't think they're falling off right now. I don't think it's going to be a disaster for him in the next year or two. But I'm with you guys. You know, I think Jerry said won't. I guess we're saying we're giving it a percentage based on he will, if I'm gathering what you guys are saying here, that you don't think he'll get to the end of the road. He may retire as well. Like, if it's really ugly for him, he may just say, I got to get out of here. Like, I can't be around even with the money. And I'm sure it's backloaded a little bit. So, yeah. Will he finish it? No, I don't see it happening. I'll go lower than you guys. I'll say 15%. Mm-hmm. 15%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Stick your nose in this hot take. The Raptors are going to win tonight and win big.
So graphic. And I don't know where he's going with that. But
I don't know either. The Raptors win tonight with no one in the lineup and win big, Jerry says.
Yep, he's calling it.
I'm going to say 20%, man. I'm not confident they're going to win this game. I don't care how bad Detroit is. I'm just not that confident at 20%.
Yeah. Jack didn't sound so confident. When Jack is not overly confident, like, he basically said, I think they can win, but it might be by, like, two points.
Didn't he say it was almost a pick 'em?
Like, yeah,
he's like,
did.
I could feel like, you know, they'd be right there in the end type of thing. And usually Jack's a pretty positive guy.
He likes to push, you know, for the Raptors and feels good about the Raptors, and he deserves to. Everyone does,
right,
based on what's happened. But this is COVID just absolutely slamming the Raptors here, where Lowry will play, Powell will play, Boucher will play. But you don't have Nick Nurse, you don't have your staff, you don't have OG, Pascal, Fred. I mean, they're all out. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit higher than you, but into the minority here. I'll say 40%. I think they can. Maybe they do win tonight, but I don't think they're going to win by, you know, seven, eight points plus. I don't think it's a blowout tonight.
Yeah.
Just don't see it.
I'm 41%. I'm going to go a little higher. I think they got a chance.
Jumbo Joe Thornton has more hop in his step than Jerry in the champagne room. And you know exactly what I mean. Jerry throws around hundos in the CR. So Jumbo will resign with the Leafs and be back next season for round two in Toronto.
No. 0%.
0%.
I'm not zero.
Dude, he's 41 years old.
He looks good. He's looking pretty good.
I worry about the back-to-back. Like that. I think they, again, I would never challenge it, but they played him in back-to-back, and the minutes on the front end was 19, and I didn't check what he played on the second night, and then all of a sudden he had tweaked something. They've got to be careful with him. Like the game is so fast, the pace is so high, and it doesn't matter, like, managing the body. Once you get out there, it's not like, oh, I need to be careful. Like, you just go. And I worry that he's going to push himself too hard, and then they're going to have to pull back the reins. And the other thing I'll say about it is, if they don't have success with this lineup, you know, if they don't make it as far as they want to, then they're going to change, and that contract will come off the books. And I know it's only 700 or whatever.
700, man. That's what you got to remember. He's not going to ask for more next year. It's Spezza 2.0.
I'm low on this. I am 21%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be a little bit higher. A little bit higher. I think he has settled in well. He's played well. It is a different year. They're not playing as many games, but they're playing more of a condensed schedule. Yes, he's a year older, but he's already old. He's already a guy that's not fleet of foot. He never has been at any point. He's got such a passion for the game. I don't think he's going to be interested in leaving. Unless they win a cup, he might walk off. But I'm going to say 51%. I'm going to go into the majority on this and say 51%. You're talking 700 grand.
I know, dude, but you just have to – he's playing well. They're hopefully going to go on a deep playoff run. You always got to monitor this stuff, and you got to use it with – your brain and not your heart, knowing that it's going to be an embarrassing situation potentially, and the guy can't move out there. You don't want to be a part of it.
I think you're honest with him, and I think you expect honesty from him. Honestly, I wasn't overly confident it would work out for Thornton this year.
Honesty as in what, Brian? You say to him, look, man, you
if
just
it's
can't
not
play
working,
anymore,
you're not playing,
away.
Man. Basically, we're going to be the ones that might tell you you're retired. And if you're willing to do that and accept it, here's 700 grand, show up the camp, let's see where it goes. And I think he might accept that. I'm going to say 51%.
A little birdie told Javi that the O-Dog thinks Bryson DeChambeau will miss the cut at Bay Hill. And Jerry smells some accuracy in that take, because it's going to happen.
Wow. Jerry agreeing with your take. From earlier today.
Jerry's a golfer?
I guess. I mean, I didn't know he was following the PGA Tour. But Jerry thinks Bryson will miss the cut. How about that?
I have to. That's my take, so I have to go with it 100%. It's 100%. This guy is going to be dropping 3 for the water ball all day long tomorrow. He's going to miss the cut. And Hayes, if you want to put my, I'll bet you a hundred he misses the cut.
All right, I'll take that action. 0%. He's making the cut. He's making the cut. I think he's going to be sniffing around the leaderboard as well. And he's too good, man. Like, he hasn't been playing great recently. Like he wasn't, you know, he was okay last week. He was a mess at Riviera. It hasn't gone so well for him, but he's still a really quality player. And I think it's going to click for him at some point. He's going to start hitting those fairways. And when he does, look out. Look out. So I'm 0%. I think he's going to make the cut, and I'll take that action.
12%. I think he makes the cut, but there's always a chance.
Okay.
If he starts being a hero and starts
I'm going to change my tune now. I just need him to make the cut. He better not pull out his driver on 6. Like, don't go for the green. Hit a wedge out there if you have to.
Right.
I'm telling you, he's in trouble.
Okay. All right, we'll see. We'll find out starting tomorrow.
So hang on a sec. Is that a hunch? We're on it.
Oh, you better believe it, pal. Yeah, lock it in. The Weirzy Mobile is back on the tracks and feeling good. What else do we have, Jerry?
Tons of buzz surrounding the Dunedin Blue Jays this spring and a lot revolving around George Springer. But when all is said and done, the player that will have the best season will be Bo Bichette. Some people think we look alike, but Jerry's got a better salad. Let's just hope all the Blue Jays stay out of that parking lot.
That's not a mic drop we want anything to do with. And there's so many mistruths in there. Better salad than Bo Bichette.
Can you imagine Jerry saying he has a better salad than Bo Bichette, who has the best salad? It's stupid.
Like, Bichette has the best hair in pro sports right now. The best. I don't think there's a close second.
Well, William Nylander's salad's not so bad either.
But the take is
that Bo Bichette is going to have more ink than George Springer.
By the end of the year, when we all look at it, eye test, sabermetrics, the whole nine, we say Bo is the man.
This one's a little off. It's 75% for me. I'm a big Bo Bichette fan. I think he's the Blue Jays' Derek Jeter. I think everything of the dude, and I think he's going to come in hot this year. 75%.
Wow. Springer's going to get a lot, though. Yep. They paid him a lot of money.
A lot of love.
I'm a little lower on this. I think it's...
You know how it happens, though, Jamie. If he starts hitting bombs and the hair's flowing and making great plays defensively... You know how things are in pro sports these days. The focus could shift to Bo Bichette in a flat second.
Yeah, but I think Vladdy's going to take a lot of oxygen, too.
That's
right?
What makes you wonder. That's playing the field here, right?
Yeah, like I'm thinking like Vladdy.
Vladdy's only going to get oxygen for one reason, and it's balls going out of the yard. That's how he gets oxygen. It's not like he's going to be Cal Ripken.
No, he's not winning a gold glove.
So he has one option to get headlines. That's hitting the ball, exit velocity, and home runs.
But that's what I was going to say. What do you think about when you think of the Yankees? You know, the guys that nail it out of the park,
think of Judge,
right?
And Stanton and company.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bichette's got some power, though.
Like, Bo, I think, can hit 30 bombs. Like, I think he can be a 30 home run guy.
All right.
I think of Yankees. I think, is Garrett Cole going to be on the mound? But anyway, moving on, my percentage is 75%.
What did you say, Noodles?
I'm 36%.
Yeah, I think you're looking at one of Springer, Bichette, Vladdy. You know, I don't think Biggio, I love Biggio, but I don't think he's going to be at that level. I don't think Semien's going to have a bounce back year to that point. I think you're talking about three guys. You know, Hernandez had a big year with the bat last year. I guess you could include him. But right. I think if you're playing the field here, I love Bichette as well, but I'll say 30%. I'll go a little bit lower than Noodles, but I think it's one of those three guys, and I will play the field, and I will say 30%.
Jerry's gone ahead and muted any reference to the Maple Leafs because the tire pumping is out of control. But I'll play along for the purpose of this garbage dump of a show. The Leafs will hold McDavid and Draisaitl pointless again tonight.
Wow. Pointless tonight. 29-97. Nothing.
I'm going to give it 25%. I didn't think it was possible two games in a row. You never know. I basically think it's impossible, but after what happened the last two games, the opportunity is out there, 25%.
I mean, Freddie stands on his head, too. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios of why things can unfold. So 25,
I just don't
Stranger things have happened, especially in this Northern Division, especially in this NHL period. So, yeah, I'll go 18%.
5%. 5%. Right. That's five more than I'm comfortable with. How is McDavid and Draisaitl? How one of them has to get a point for this to not be true. But, good to hear from Jerry. That was fun. We hadn't heard from him in a while. He's still got the attitude and still hates being on the show, evidently. But
and he's down in Florida. He's down in Florida.
He's down in
spring
Florida.
Training.
Yeah. Right. Yep. He's down in Florida. Shout out to Jerry. We appreciate that.